I will go ahead and continue with Arizona coach Rich Rodriguez. The Wildcats are off this weekend. We'll go ahead and take questions for coach.
To ask coach a question, please press star one. And your first question comes from the line of Ron Finland, Arizona Daily Star.
Hey, coach. It's such a unique challenge for you guys the next couple of weeks with not only no game but not even knowing your bowl destination. From a strictly schedule standpoint, how do you guys handle that?
Well, we're this is a short school week, so guys will lift today on Tuesday, spend the rest of the time getting caught up academically and getting a couple of days off for the holidays, and then we'll next week. We still probably won't know next week who we're playing, but they'll lift and a couple times during the week as the coaches go recruiting.
Because of all that, coaches, do you guys have a preference in terms of whether you'd rather play an early bowl game or a late bowl game? Do you want as much prep time as possible or not?
No, I'm not really worried about it. I mean, I think it's whatever works out best for our team and for our fans. You know, right now we're just, you know, we didn't put in our position for that we can dictate anything, so we're just going to be fortunate to get a bowl bid and wherever it is, make the most of it.
And your next question comes from the line of Pat Miller, ESPN.com.
Well, Rich, you got your bye week now.
Yeah, thanks. That was good.
And that worked out well. The timing was perfect to get ready for ex-opponent. After you've gone through it, at the beginning of the year, you talked about having no bye weeks. I mean, you saw it as a potential challenging thing. Did it match your expectations? Was it worse than you thought? Is it something that you'd like to go through again or just avoid like the plague?
Yeah, I think you'd want to avoid it. I think it's going to be a challenge. No matter who has, it's going to be a challenge. I think my biggest concern back then was that if we stayed healthy, you know, not as big a deal, but if we, you know, if we got banged up, then it would make it even a bigger challenge, and that's what happened. So we kind of tried to prepare for it the best you can, and some, you know, a lot of teams we're not the only team that got banged up, but, you know, the way the schedule thing, we didn't really have a chance to get, we might could have got a couple guys back, and so that's the way it was, and, you know, it won't be our turn again for a long time.
So is that how it goes? It's kind of a luck of the draw deal that various teams are going to have to deal with this in the conference.
Well, I guess our explanation was that every other year it's a shorter calendar year, so somebody in our league has to play 12 straight. A couple years ago it was Cal. Somehow it went backwards in the alphabet to A, and so it was Arizona. So I don't know who is going to be it next, and not I guess in 2 years.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Uh-huh.
And your next question comes from the line of Kyle Kingstein, Athlon Sports.
Coach, what about Brandon Dawkins' play on Saturday most impressed you getting thrown into that situation the way that he was?
Well, I thought he was pretty composed. I think he was really nervous at first, but after he got in there for a little bit and either got banged around or ran around a little bit, he did some nice things. You know, there's obviously a lot of things that he'd like to have back, but there's, you know, he competed well, and he had pretty good composure for really his first significant time, and gave us a chance at the end, and let us come back and open the second half.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. And your next question comes from the line of Brian Fisher, Turner Sports.
Hey, Rich, obviously the Arizona State rivalry is a bit unique with your past relationship with Todd Graham. How has that kind of changed, and does the rivalry aspect alter that at all between you two?
No, we've known each other for a long, long time. Certainly now when you're coaching against a rivalry school, you don't communicate as much, you know, as maybe you normally would. You know, we'll see each other at a couple Pac-12 meetings and maybe a couple other functions, but because he's a rivalry, you don't really kind of converse, and we're not going to be spending, you know, off-season vacation time together because of that. But Todd's done a really good job everywhere he's been, and and you know, but we don't root for them because it's a rival.
Thanks, Rich.
Mm. And your next question comes from the line of Ron Finley, Arizona Daily Star.
Coach, in terms of Scooby, you know, he hasn't played in the last, what, 2.5, 3 months.
Yeah.
What has he been doing to stay kind of engaged with the team, and has he grown at all just by not being on the field and taking those mental reps?
I don't know. I don't know how much growth you get taking mental reps. I always believe that the physical reps will help you grow. But he's been, you know, obviously doing treatments about every day, and he's in the weight room quite a bit. And so he's probably upper body, he's probably as strong as he's ever been because he's been able to do that part of it, you know, for quite a bit for the last 2 months. So he's worked really hard. He's stronger. And I'm sure he feels a little bit better now. I'm not sure what his status is for the bowl game because that's going to be another whole 3 or 4 weeks by now. But he's, you know, it probably was hard on a Scooby and any other guy. It's hard for them, particularly when you're the player of his caliber, to stand and watch and know you could be out there helping. So, you know, he's been there every day, and he's been working on his treatment in the weight room.
Thank you.
Again, to ask a question, please press star 1.
Any further questions for Coach? All right, that'll do it. Rich, thanks for your time.
Okay.
Happy Thanksgiving. Enjoy the off time.
Okay, thanks. Appreciate it.
All right, thanks. We'll see you.